The Colts found a promising coach from the Eagles once before. Will they go back to Philly for their next head coach? Let's get to it.
You are Locked On Colts, your daily Indianapolis Colts podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thank you all for tuning in and making us your first listen of the day. This is your daily podcast covering your Indianapolis Colts, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Today's show is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs, which helps you find the candidates that you want to talk to faster. Just post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonNFL. I'm Jake Arthur, he is Zach Hicks, and you know the two of us from horseshoehuddle.com, of course. Today, we're going to keep our head coach interviews going. We're going to learn a bit about one of the Colts' most intriguing head coaching candidates. That's Philadelphia Eagles offensive coordinator Shane Steichen. To tell us more about one of the hottest coaching candidates of this year's cycle is Ben Stolak of The Ringer. What's up, brother? How you doing?
Good to see y'all, fellas. Hope you've been well.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's we're just talking off air. You know, you and I talked in camp when you were at Colts camp, and the vibe was different. Quite a bit different.
It was a fun season to watch from afar. I can't imagine it was as fun to cover, but I had a good time.
No, in the thick of it, it was not great. It was not great. So Shane Steichen, Eagles, that side of it has been great. Nick Sirianni, the Colts former offensive coordinator, current Eagles head coach. He's a high quality offensive mind in himself. But how much of Philly's offensive success would you attribute to Steichen? Like, how much of things do you think are on his plate, and what might make him a decent head coaching candidate moving forward?
I'd say the majority of the offensive credit, when you dole it out in terms of like the scheme stuff and the play calling stuff, belongs to Steichen. Nick Sirianni was obviously, he came in from Indy and he was calling plays in the first season, which he was the head coach, and Steichen was kind of just the offensive coordinator. And in this time, the Eagles were just trying to figure out what they were, right? They didn't know how good Jalen Hurts was going to be and how much of a leash they wanted to give him and the best way to build an offense around him. And of course, in that 2021 season, they didn't have AJ Brown yet. You know what I'm saying? So like, they weren't nearly what they looked like now. So they were just kind of trying things. They were just kind of like poking around. And it was interesting because neither Sirianni nor Steichen was coming from a background with mobile quarterbacks, right? I mean, like Sirianni and Steichen were coaching Phillip Rivers and, you know, whoever's in Indy, right? Like, it was just, they didn't have the same, they didn't have a mobile quarterback the way they have with Jalen Hurts. And so then this season you step in and Nick Sirianni says, all right, like, you know, we've, you know, got a year or two. Later in the season, back in 2021, I gave up play calling to Shane Steichen. And that kind of coincided with when Jalen Hurts and the offense started to get a little bit good. And I was like, oh, okay. He was like, yeah, and Steichen's going to call plays again this year. I was like, all right, cool, like, interesting. And then the Eagles walked out with just a really, really, really effective offense. And what's cool is they didn't run a system, right? It wasn't like they walked out with the McVay offense and the Shanahan offense, and we could all post little graphics and little clips and be like, they're second in the league in motion, they're third in the league in under center play action, right? It wasn't like that, where like they were running like a family, like he'd Steichen to come up in this family. He knew how to run this offense, so he was running it for the Eagles, and they were kind of making it work. There, they would walk out 1 week, and they'd be all shotgun and all zone read and all RPO, and then walk out the next week and they'd be 12 personnel and they'd be running gap power, and they'd walk out the next week and they'd be spreading out four wide and wide receiver screens and one-on-ones, and they'd be running, you know, West Coast concepts. They were very comfortable on a week-to-week basis of kind of feeling out the defense, saying, all right, what do you not like today? What are you bad at, right? You're running quarters, where are you weak? You want to cover three, where are you weak? You want to blitz, where are you weak? And then hitting that in a variety of ways and hitting it across the course of four quarters. They also were really good in game in saying, okay, we thought this was going to work. It's not working. Let's get off it quick. Let's get to something else, right? They weren't really – Steichen's never been an obstinate play caller. He's really good at, by the second quarter, like, you know, the Eagles, if you remember the first half of the year, had like 20 – points per second quarter, and the next closest team was like the Titans with seven, right? They're really good at, by the second quarter, kind of figuring out like, okay, this is what's gonna work, this is not what's gonna work, let's go, you know, pedal to the metal and we attack, which to me speaks to a really balanced coaching staff and a really smart coaching staff, right? The only like guy in the offensive room that really has background in like mobile quarterbacks and college style offense, which is what the Eagles run, is Brian Johnson, the quarterback coach. Steichen didn't come from this, which to me indicates that like he is much more so interested in what works than he is in what he knows. And that's like the best thing you can have in terms of a coach who designs stuff. And then, like I said, the situational play calling, like kind of, you know, they're really good in short yardage. They're really good in goal line, and they're good at like calling changeups. It's all very, very impressive. Now, that's my read. Right. And that's been a lot of people's reads. I've been, you know, Connor Orr wrote a great piece about Steichen for Sports Illustrated. Like, you know, that's the general read. We'll see. You know what I'm saying? Like in the event that Steichen goes somewhere else and it's not a Jalen Hurts and it's a totally mobile pocket passer, like hypothetically wherever he ends up, then he's going to have to design a more diverse passing game because Eagles don't run a lot of pass concepts. They run like seven concepts over and over and over again, and they don't really get any more, you know, complex than that. So it's always difficult to extrapolate and say like, yeah, this guy does this and he'll be able to take this to the next place he goes. But from what I've seen over Steichen the last 2 years, he's a smart cookie. He cares about what works and he knows how to get what works. He knows how to figure it out. And to me, that's really awesome. That's exciting to see.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, he has a really impressive background working with Philip Rivers as QB coach, working with Justin Herbert, and now with Jalen Hurts. And he's had a lot of success every single place he's gone. Something I find interesting, though, is what we see a lot with teams is when they do fire a longtime head coach. You know, Frank Reich was in Indy for quite a few years, and he had a lot of success. And obviously, it went downhill this past season. But you usually see teams go to a very, very different style of coach and just a very different direction. You know, it's always like if we go rah-rah defensive guy one time, we'll go innovative young offensive mind this time. When it comes to Steichen versus Frank Reich, how do those two kind of compare as coaches from your experience with both of those guys?
I'm very sorry, Zach. I got a text from my sister and I was looking at it. I did not hear your question. Can you say your question again?
No, you're good. I was saying that a lot of when we see teams go a different direction with head coach, you know, we see them go to that very different style. You know, if you have a Frank Reich one time, you'll go like a Dan Campbell the next time, or you'll go a Mike Vrabel the next time. Very, very different style of coach. How does Steichen kind of compare to Frank Reich as a coach? Is he more of that, like, yes, he's an innovative offensive mind, but is he kind of like Frank from a lot of the ways that you've, you know, experienced with those two guys?
I mean, I would say like Shane's certainly younger. And so he's certainly got a better thumb on the pulse in terms, like not better, but like he's got a different spirit, a different energy to him, right? He's kind of like, you know, probably like a little bit more fun, a little bit more jokey, a little bit more high energy. But both of the guys are like football obsessed. They're very detailed and they love to teach. I wouldn't say that Steichen is so different than Reich that if he were to come in and become the head coach of the Colts, the first thing that would come to your mind would be like, oh wow, what a culture change. Oh wow, what a shift in prototype. I think they're still pretty similar. It's just Reich's probably got a decade or two on Steichen that kind of changes the energy levels a little bit. They're cut from a similar cloth though. Like, you know, if you just trace like the Doug Peterson to Frank Reich to Nick Sirianni to Shane Steichen line and kind of, you know, fold in some like Ken Wisenhunt from the Chargers days in there, and like, you know, just generally this group of guys, they speak West Coast, they love details, and they really love teaching. They really, really, really love coaching. They like getting in and getting their hands dirty. That, I think, that prototype works. If it didn't work previously, I don't think you want to get off of it. And I would also say, and I think you'd agree with me, Zach, I'm not ready to say the Frank Reich prototype didn't work in Indy. I think other stuff didn't work in Indy, and Frank Reich's not there because of that. You know, so there's nothing wrong with going for a you know, you get yourself a D'Amico Ryans, again, this like young firebrand, you know, doing karate on the sideline defensive coach. Nothing wrong with that. I just don't think you have to move off of the Frank Reich prototype.
Yeah.
Love to hear that, honestly. And yeah, we could talk all day about what was or wasn't with the whole Frank Reich thing. And obviously that was the tip of the iceberg in a season that just was a significant bummer. But one of the more exciting parts of it is you get to focus on a new head coach and new quarterback pairing this year. We know they're going to get a new head coach, obviously. Well, a new official head coach. I can't say.
I was about to say, how positive are we? The head coach will be different now.
New permanent head coach. New quarterback is pretty much a guarantee. So with Steichen, is there any of these top four quarterbacks who you look at and you're like, damn, I really want to see them matched up with a Steichen type?
Yeah, I mean, I would want a quarterback with mobility if I were hiring Steichen to be my head coach off of what he did in Philadelphia. Now, I'm pretty confident that when you get Steichen into the interview room and you ask him, like, all right, how do you guys run this offense? And he talks about how they ran it for Jalen Hurts. And then you ask him, like, hey, what would you do if your quarterback couldn't run like Jalen Hurts? He's going to have a really good answer, right? Like as Zach brought up, Phillip Rivers to Justin Herbert, like, they were just dicing kids up from the pocket. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think it's incapable there, but if you're hiring Shane Steichen to be your head coach, which like 2 years ago nobody was trying to do, it's because of what he's done with Jalen Hurts. So that you want to chase that trail. You want to go down that direction. In which case, like, yeah, your Anthony Richardson and your Will Levis are going to be the guys that fit that more so than your Bryce Young or CJ Stroud. Levis isn't a crazy good athlete. I think he's more of like a Tannehill than he is a Daniel Jones in terms of like how well he moves at his size or some of these bigger, thicker guys. But I'm more comfortable running him than I am running a Bryce Young just because of the body armor, right? The density. I don't really want to incorporate Bryce Young in my running game. Stroud from Ohio State, not much of a running quarterback. Richardson's the guy that's really exciting, right? And if, like, you know, you're at the point where you're hiring Steichen, and I brought up Brian Johnson previously, the Eagles quarterbacks coach. He was at Florida before he took the Eagles job. And so he's the sort of guy who he's going to know Richardson. And if you're hiring Steichen and Steichen's bringing an OC with him and he's talking about Brian Johnson, then that's the through line to Anthony Richardson, where like they're going to know that guy. And if Johnson likes him and thinks he's worth the development, then like that makes sense for the Colts. That's the sort of thing you chase if this hire ends up being the case.
Yeah, for sure. And that kind of leads to my next question here. You know, you mentioned Brian Johnson there. If Steichen were to get the Indy job or just any job in general, do you think he would kind of pick a lot of his staff from that Eagles staff, like pick apart what you guys have there? Or do you think he'd go more veterans? You know, because I know the Eagles have a lot of really interesting staff members there, but they have a lot of really young guys. You know, Kevin Patalo, or Patullo, I think is his name as well. Brian Johnson on defense, Nick Rallis, who I think is like just turned 30. You know, would he go with that younger staff, or do you think he'd probably search around the league for more like veteran type guys to surround himself with?
So I would say that at like quarterback and wide receiver and positions like pass game coordinator, I think you can go young, and I think you should go young because I like the modern approaches that you see at those spots, right? Like to me, like. Mm-hmm. You know, like Daryl Bevel designs a good West Coast game the same way that Shane Steichen does. But Steichen understands, like, it's like the Joe Lombardi thing with the Chargers, right? Like, Lombardi puts a good offense on the field, like X's and O's. It's just he doesn't run the offense that 2023 needs. He runs the offense that 1993 needs, right? And so, like, yeah. I don't mind having young coaches at those spots. What I will say, the big thing for Steichen in terms of filling out his staff is the offensive line coach spot. The Eagles have now had like three consecutive extremely good offensive coaches in the building. Chip Kelly, Doug Peterson, and Nick Sirianni at head coach. All of them great. All of them generating good offenses over their time there. The one through line is offensive line coach Jeff Statlin, who was hired by Chip Kelly out of the college ranks, never coached in the NFL before, was awesome for Chip. And then they fired Chip. They gutted his entire staff except for one spot. It was Jeff Statlin, the offensive line coach. Yep. Doug came in. He was the offensive line coach the entire time Doug was there. They fired Doug. They gutted his entire staff except for one dude. And that was Jeff Statlin, the offensive line coach. And he's now the running game coordinator. And he's been with Steichen. The Eagles' offensive line is the best unit in the league. And is the aside from what Kyle Shanahan does in San Francisco, it's the most versatile running game in the league. And when you fold in like a quarterback run stuff, it maybe even is more versatile because they have that extra layer. So if Steichen's going to Indy and he's saying, I got, you know, these young guys that I like, and I got these guys from the Chargers days that I like, we're going to bring them all in. The big question that I would have for him if I was an owner looking for the hire is, okay, who are you getting off the line coach? Because we've seen the way that coaching position matters to elite offenses year in and year out. We've seen the same guys be using the Shanahan tree, running that wide zone Gibbs stuff. We've seen the way that Brian Callahan matters to the Browns. We've seen the way that Don Discarnecchia mattered to the Patriots, and we've seen the way that Stalin matters to the Eagles. So that's who I would like. I don't care too much about youth and age, and like, you know, you want to get like a young guy you think's got some clever ideas, a wide receivers coach, go for it. Who's making this running game work? Who's going to be my offensive line coach?
Well, Ben, I'm sold. I'm pretty sure Steichen was Zach's number one candidate still, right?
Yeah, throughout the whole process.
I know there's new candidates coming out literally like every single day, but Steichen's been your guy throughout. So I'm sold. Love what you had to share with us. Thank you for joining us today. And everyone, if you don't already, Ben's not just an Eagles guy, he's a national writer. If you're not following him on Twitter, get him at Benjamin Solak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't take my offensive coordinator. Hands off.
Hey, Ben knows I've been eyeing him the whole I've been eyeing Steichen the whole time.
I appreciate you guys. Have a fun off season.
Yeah, see you, buddy. Too, brother. Next, why Steichen might just be the best man for this Colts job despite some other candidates. But first, as a small business owner or a hiring manager, you know that success in 2023 all depends on the team members that you surround yourself with. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. With LinkedIn Jobs, you can hire qualified candidates more efficiently by matching open roles with people who have the skills, values, and experiences to help you achieve your goals. They go beyond resume data by using insights from your job post, company, and their 875 million member profiles to put your post in front of the most qualified candidates. Identify the most qualified candidates on LinkedIn Jobs and connect with them fast and for free. LinkedIn Jobs makes it easy to screen and rate applicants based on your job qualifications, all on one platform. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus the leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonNFL. That's linkedin.com/lockedonNFL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. So I don't think the Colts will have to use LinkedIn Jobs if they want to hire Steichen, but dude, I'm in. All Steichen needs to do is hire Ben as his hype man, and I think there we go.
Ben does a great job of he talks a lot. He says a lot when he's talking a lot. You know, you get him started, he's going to keep going for 45 minutes, but every minute of that 45 minutes is going to be very informative. So I always love talking with Ben. I've known him for half a decade now at this point, been good friends with him. But yeah, no, Shane Steichen, he is definitely, like, you know, we've seen this trend a lot lately that the what you want to hire for your head coach is the young offensive mind. Preferably from the McVay tree, apparently. Everyone's from the McVay tree or the Shanahan tree. You know, Matt LaFleur, sorry, with the Green Bay Packers. Obviously, they've had one of the better records in the league the last couple seasons. You look at Zach Taylor there with the Bengals. They went to the Super Bowl last year. Obviously, McVay was the first one with the Rams a couple years ago, and he's a Super Bowl champion now. We are seeing these young coaches get their teams into the playoffs and far into the playoffs. 7 of the 8 remaining coaches right now in the playoffs are offensive-led coaches or coaches that call plays or have a heavy hand in play calling. So if you're looking at this group of coaching candidates, outside of Ben Johnson, who has pulled his name out of all the running and is going back to Detroit, Shane Steichen is that guy. He's that offensive coach. He's that guy who's a young, innovative mind that has shown the ability to work with multiple types of quarterbacks. And I love what Ben said there that, yes, his type of guy is probably the mobile quarterback, probably the Anthony Richardson home run, you know, swinging for the fences with Anthony Richardson or swinging pretty close to the fences with Will Levis. You know, those are his guys, those mobile guys. But with Shane Steichen, I do think you can work with any kind of offense. You know, he can be working with a pocket passer. He can be working with that pure pocket guy like he did with Philip Rivers when he was a QB coach back with the Chargers. He can work with kind of a dual threat guy or a mobile guy that can win from the pocket like Bryce Young because he worked with Justin Herbert. And Justin Herbert's not like a running quarterback, but he is a creative passer in the backfield. So I think with Shane Steichen, you have a very experienced yet young offensive mind that has shown the ability to innovate and shown the ability to be a great advanced scout and adjust on the fly. I think Shane Steichen for me has been number one throughout this whole process, and he will be until the very, very end, even if he's not the pick, because I just think that's the mold. I don't know if the Colts are going to go with that mold, but I think that's the mold to succeed with. And Shane Steichen just checks every single box.
Yeah. A couple of my biggest takeaways from what Ben was talking about is quality game planning. You know, it's not sticking to your guns and doing what you do every single week. It's based on what the defense is going to give up. And I think that was something so frustrating for you and me throughout the season was, here's how the Colts can attack this. What did they not do? Exactly what we said they should do. it feels like the Eagles and Steichen are more apt to adjust to defenses. And that's another thing, in-game adjustments. You know, this is working, this isn't working, okay, let's tailor things a little differently. They just apparently know how to do that. And, you know, we've seen success just this season with Jalen Hurts and Gardner Minshew. It wasn't all bad. You know, I remember watching, I forget what holiday it was, probably Thanksgiving, but Gardner Minshew playing, and I was like, man, I mean, this is their backup quarterback, but everything looks good. Like, this coaching is really good. And so that's just really encouraging for me. And I love the idea of Steichen really being able to work with whatever quarterback.
Right.
And, you know, if he's hired to be the guy, we know from Ballard's experiences with Frank Reich that he'll be like, okay, which type are you most comfortable? Like, who do you see unlocking your offense the most? And having that marriage between head coach and quarterback, both in their first year together, I just really like that idea. Having a guy who can focus on the offense, whether he would retain Gus Bradley or bring in his own guy, whatever. But that I would just be really optimistic about that. I don't, other than him not having experience being a head coach before, it seems like a really high ceiling hire.
Yeah, I would say that I think for those of you out there who want Gus Bradley back, which I know there's a handful of you guys that want him back. I'm honestly not against it. I really like Gus Bradley. I think he did a lot of good things. I think the chances of Gus Bradley staying on as defensive coordinator just skyrocket if Shane Steichen is hired, mainly because they worked together with the Chargers when it was the San Diego Chargers. They both worked there together. And then also this year when they played against each other, you know, Steichen's offense was clicking for most of the year. They come against Indy, the second game under the Jeff Saturday thing, you know, the whole Jeff Saturday era. And they only scored 17 points against this Indy defense. You know, and this Eagles offense was clicking for the whole year up until that point. And then that kind of started their little bit lull late in the season. So I think he has experience with Gus Bradley. He's worked with him before. And then he saw firsthand this year how that defense was playing under Gus Bradley, and they played his team pretty well. So I think that will be a nice little connection, and I think that's the way the Colts would go if Shane Steichen becomes head coach. But yeah, I'm sold, man. I really like Shane Steichen. I think he's going to be a really good head coach. I don't know if he gets it this cycle or if he's going to get it in Carolina or get it in Indy or wherever, but I think one day he's going to be the next of these young offensive coaches that we're talking about around the league. And before we finish up, guys, we'd like to tell you about our friends over at Built Bar. If you're looking for something delicious, but you don't want all the fat and calories, then you gotta try Built Bar. What makes Built Bar so good is they're all covered in 100% real chocolate. That's right, real chocolate. I'm not sure how Built does it, but these bars taste like a candy bar while maintaining amazing macros. And what's even better is they are healthy. Only 130 calories and 4 grams of sugar with a whopping 17 grams of protein. If you're close to Walmart or Sam's Club, just run in and grab a box and hit flavors like brownie batter and churro. You can thank me later. All right, Jake, I think that's all we got here. Do you have anything else you want to say before we close out this? I was going to say it's a mini episode, but we really didn't go that short. We're kind of getting close to our thing. And again, you let Ben talk a little bit, and it's going to keep running and keep running. You're going to get great information regardless.
Oh, I had more questions in the chamber I wanted to ask, but I was like, all right, we're going to get over. But no, that was a great conversation. Obviously, you guys can tell by this episode and the past few, our theme right now is let's learn more about these head coaching candidates. And we're not done because the Colts list just keeps growing. They added Rich Bisaccia today as of us recording this, so we'll figure something out for that too. We have more of these to go, so hang with us.
Yeah, make sure you guys are following us on social media at Locked On Colts, at Jake Arthur NFL, and at Zach Hicks 2 on Twitter. Also subscribe to Locked On Colts on YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. And thank you guys for making us your first listen of the day. For your next listen, check out the Locked On Sports Today podcast. The biggest stories of the day, plus instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day. Available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, wherever you get your podcast. We'll see you guys tomorrow.